Well, hello, class. Happy Friday. Glad to see everyone has returned. The last course must have gone over pretty well. You all are such fast learners. In today's class, we are going to cover a very, very hot topic. How to choke me properly while we are fucking. This is very exciting indeed. I can sense the air of tension. I want everyone to be fully assured that I will instruct you very clearly on how to do this because, one, it's so important to do it right. And two, it's so fucking hot. As usual, I will be touching myself in accordance with my instructions. Sadly, there is no one here to actually put their hands around my neck, so I will eventually demonstrate on myself while my other hand is touching my pussy, just so you can hear me. Of course, choking is not for everyone. It's important to be clear about your intentions. If you were here with me, I would be giving you all the green lights. You can test out in public how a girl like myself might react to choking in the bedroom by, say, a possessive hand on the back of the neck. For me, anyway, that's so sexy. Or when you kiss me and kind of cup my chin in your hand, like putting my chin in the palm of your hand and your thumb on one corner of my mouth, the other fingers like on the other side. It's like you're taking control of my face, forcing me to look you in the eye. It's so hot. You get these green lights out in public, and you can take it a little further once we are in private. Of course, if you are still a little unsure, a clear indication when we are fucking is to test the waters. For example, if you are fucking me from behind, you can grab the back of my neck to give yourself leverage to fuck me deeper, and I will most likely respond positively. If you are on top of me, put a hand on my shoulder, like close to my throat. Your thumb should be right, like over my collarbone. Green means go, baby. Okay. Going to start touching myself now. This class has me so aroused. So, let's talk about the proper methods. The safe methods to show me that you are the one in control. If you are new at this, please pay attention. The object of the game, for me anyway, is a blood choke. I think it's called, not an air choke. I should still be able to talk and breathe. The objective here is to slowly assert your dominance over me. I'm going with the option today of fantasizing having you on top of me. Your body weight pressing down on me, face to face, chest to chest. Your cock inside me. Oh, fucking me slowly and deeply. You have at this point tested the waters with a hand on my collarbone. I would give you like a slight nod, a smile, a yes, sir, to encourage you. And now you move your hand, still just one hand, I have a very small neck, so that your palm is across the front of my throat, and your thumb and the tips of your fingers should now be on either side of my throat, just under my ears, as I'm doing right now. This is the proper way to start. Not a lot of pressure yet. Not until I'm close. You just want to show me right now that you are in charge. Keep fucking me. Oh, God. Yes. Right there. Now's a good time while your hand is in place to kiss my mouth and look into my eyes and make me beg you to fuck me. Oh, yes. Please, please, sir, please, please keep going. Oh, hold on. I have to calm myself down. I don't want the lesson to be over too quickly. So, where your fingers are on either side of my neck, right around like below my ears, under the jaw, those are called the carotid arteries. These are the arteries that bring oxygen via blood to the brain. So this is what I meant when I said blood choke rather than air choke. You don't want to stop my breathing. You don't want to crush my windpipe. You don't want to leave bruises on the front of my neck. You want to slowly, oh so slowly, apply pressure to the sides of the neck, to these arteries, to slow the blood and oxygen flow to my brain till right before I come. Timing is a little important here. You must watch and pay attention. The point of this is to cut off the supply of blood and oxygen until right before I'm allowed to come. I will be making sure to give you all the right signals coaching. As an aside, this is why you should not cut off the air supply at the front of the neck. I want to be able to make all the right sounds for you. Like, oh yes. Oh yes, please keep going. You can still hear me, right? Even as right now, I have both of my hands squeezing the sides of my neck. Alright, that's it. Okay, now back to touching myself. Oh god, I'm so close. Close when I'm ready. You'll be able to feel it while you're still fucking me. You'll start to feel me pulsing around you. My eyes will go wide. I will probably tell you I'm about to come. So now is a good time to use both hands. Again, the sides only. Best way for me anyway. Anyway, the super hot way for me is to put both of your palms on either side of my neck, again, pressing on these arteries. Your thumbs should be just under my jawline. Again, keeping away from the front of the neck. If you can't help it that your thumbs cross the front, that's totally fine. That's fine. Just make sure that all the pressure you're putting is on the sides. Oh god. Keep fucking me while your hands are around my neck. I want you looking me in the eyes, showing me that. I'm about to come because of you. Oh, this pussy is yours. Yes. I keep adding pressure. And you'll feel me clench up because I'm gonna come and I want you to take me there. Oh my god, fuck. I'm going to come. Look at me. I want you to come with me too. Oh, I'm coming. Oh my god. Oh, fuck. Oh man. Oh man. So, some girls and guys like to be choked basically to the point where they are unconscious. I mean, to each his own, but I prefer to just toe the line of danger. As you can tell, I still want to be very present in a way. In a way, like, the act of choking for me is not to make me lose focus, but gain it. I don't know if that makes sense. I want... I want you to show me, to help me be present in where I am, in what you're doing, how helpless and dependent on you I am, knowing that my pleasure depends on you entirely. I just want to be aware of everything happening. Fuck. Once I've come, obviously, you let go of my neck. Hopefully, you're coming too, so. And the blood and oxygen will instantly come rushing back to the brain, adding to the sense of euphoria that the overall orgasm and choking started. I will be, as per usual, if you've heard my other audios, I will be shivering and shaking afterwards. Aftercare is super important. Make sure that you kiss me and maybe kiss my neck where your hands just were. Oh, yes. That's so lovely. Thank you, sir. And that concludes today's class. If there are any further questions, please remain seated once the bell rings, and I will be happy to answer you. If not, I hope you have a good weekend.